AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Trump is talking dirt, Democrats, Iran, and a whole bunch of other issues this morning. The president's on Fox and Friends, weighing his chances against presidential candidates Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Bernie Sanders.
Everybody knows Joe doesn't have it. Now I see that Pocahontas is doing better. I would love to run against her, frankly. I see that Bernie Sanders is not doing well at all. I would have, frankly, liked to have run against.
Fox and Friends also asked the president about his controversial comments that he is open to getting political dirt on opponents from foreign powers.
Of course you have to look at it, because if you don't look at it, you're not going to know if it's bad. How are you going to know if it's bad? But of course you give it to the FBI or report it to the attorney general or somebody like that.
And he says there is no question Iran targeted those two oil tankers in the Persian Gulf.
Well, Iran did do it, and you know they did it because you saw the boat. I guess one of the mines didn't explode.
The U.S. military released a video this morning that it says shows Iran's military removing an unexploded mine from one of the two tankers, suggesting that Iran is trying to get rid of evidence of its guilt. One more thing, the president says he won't fire White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway after a federal watchdog agency recommended it, saying she repeatedly slammed Democrats while doing her government job, violating a law that limits political activity by government workers. It appears that two of the suspects in the David Ortiz shooting are wanted for other serious crimes in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, one for attempted murder, the other for armed robbery, among other offenses. Meanwhile, David Ortiz is recovering in a Boston hospital after being shot in his native Dominican Republic on Sunday night. The Raptors are the new NBA champions, in case you couldn't stay up late enough to see it. This is AP Radio News. Toronto is planning the party after the Raptors won the NBA championship last night, beating the Warriors.
In his first season as head coach, Nick Nurse led Toronto to its first NBA championship as the Raptors held off the Warriors to win Game 6, 114-110. Acquired in the offseason by a trade with the San Antonio Spurs, Kawhi Leonard scored 22 points and was named Finals MVP. Pascal Siakam and Kyle Lowry each with 26 points. For the Warriors, Klay Thompson poured in a game-high 30 points, but injured his left knee late in the third quarter and did not return. Andre Iguodala with 22 points and Stephen Curry had 21. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
Pope Francis is warning oil executives they have to do something fast to avoid the worst effects of climate change. He says they have to make a radical energy transition to clean, low-carbon power sources to hold off the effects of a rapidly warming planet. He met with the oil executives at a Vatican summit today. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.